Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Mpho Majiga, jase o tshepagelang o ka seka wa ntlogela. It sounds like a Setswana song. I haven't heard a Setswana song in a while. It looks like most of the songs, more especially gospel songs, they are either Zulu songs or Xhosa songs and Sesotho songs. I've listened and had several Sepedi songs, but as to Setswana Somba Hetsu, I don't remember with a song in Setswana, pure Setswana, but this one, it sounds like a Setswana song. O ka se ntlogele, tshepisi itse gore o ka se ntlogele, beautiful one there. On a Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Bring us to exactly 9 minutes after six. This is Thursday Live with me, Godfrey Mwabi. And of course, we'll be together until 8 o'clock this evening. What a day that was. I hope that you had a great time, a great day. I know some of you are still on a holiday mode. We've just come back from the long weekend, and some of us started on Tuesday, and some of you I know that... It is during this time when you take your leave days. And all I'm saying is I hope that all is well with you. And of course, we are being bombarded by the negative news of the lost lives of our loved ones, the people that we know. So it's hectic out there. But hey, all we can do is, and all we can say is, let's keep on praying, Magiti. And of course, I believe that there are positive things that we can take from the COVID-19 pandemic. I'm sure that you have learned a lot from these negative things that really came our way unexpectedly. So all I'm saying is, once we have our faith in the one that created everything, he's able, he's capable to teach us, even in the midst of what people may call the worst situations ever, or the worst pandemics ever since the creation of man. He's able, because the Bible continues to say, I normally say this statement, that this is the right time for us to actually quote and put into practice all the verses that you have been confessing over the years. All I'm saying is, one of them being, greater is he who is in us than he that is in the world. I think there's the right time for us to make sure that those verses, Bagiti, we take them out of the Bibles into our hearts and out of our hearts, and speak them to all the situations in our lives. So we keep on working by faith, and remember, we are prepared for situations such as this. That's why the Bible says, and the righteous shall live by faith. But when you look at the text that came before that statement, it talked about the situation, negative situations that was happening there. But the Bible says, but the righteous shall live by faith. That means this is the right time for us to put our faith into practice, Bagiti. Well, we'll be joined by Ntate Bishop Silo Helebi right here on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. And some of the things that we'll be discussing this evening, we'll be looking at the COVID-19 stats and the vaccine rollout, and of course looking at the economic indicators and the global local performance. These are some of the things that we'll be talking about with Ramrud right after this one.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
That's Dume Bolwang in the background there with Melusi right here on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. And let's now welcome Bishop Silohelepi Murutuaka. Good evening and welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Good evening, Maruti Mwabi, and good evening to the Radio Pulpit listeners this blessed Thursday evening.
One thing that I've learned from COVID-19 is that I've learned to appreciate every single day of my life, every day that the Most High adds into my life. I've learned to appreciate that. That's why even when I call people and they get to answer, I'm like, thank you, Father. Because you'll never know when it's going to be the last time we speak. I'm not trying to be negative here, but it has made so many things real and a reality in our lives, Murutuaka. I know that we continue to see people losing their lives to COVID-19 and COVID-19-related sicknesses and illnesses, Muruti. That's why I said earlier on that there's so many things, positive things, that we can learn from this COVID-19, Murutuaka. But tonight you'll be giving us the latest when it comes to the stats. The question that I would like to ask Mfundisi, are we winning? Have the statistics gone down? More especially now that you come from the long weekend?
Muruti, thank you very much for the opportunity again. Muruti, we are beginning to see positive signs, especially locally. Here in South Africa, there are countries, however, that are beginning to report, that are still reporting the highest numbers. Our numbers just around the Easter weekend went as low as less than 500, just around 500. Just yesterday we had 756 new cases and 79 deaths, and we're seeing the recovery rate as well rising up. It's now sitting at 95%. The last time we spoke, we were sitting at 92%. So it's quite encouraging because we're beginning to see more people continuing to recover. However, when one looks at the total deaths since a year ago, since the first case in South Africa, we've had over 50,000, which is 53,111 cases, and we've had over 1.4 million recoveries, with 1.5. Positive cases identified. That said, we have had also in the country over 10 million tests conducted. And of these 10 million tests conducted, some of them you might find that it's a person that has tested pre and post recovery, or people that had tested two or three times as they presented with suspicious symptoms. So that in itself, begins to paint a picture of a really suppressed second wave. Because remember, we went slam bang into the second wave just before and after the Christmas break or the December holidays. We were right into it. And the question that you're raising, which is a poignant question, which is the question that says, are we winning? Muruti, I think for now one can say, as a people, as South Africans, we are beginning to take the message very seriously. You walk around, you still see people wearing masks. The majority of our people, there's still those few that still, do not really take it seriously. But the overwhelming majority of our people are wearing masks, sanitizing and keeping social distancing. And most of the companies that are able to afford people an opportunity to work from home are still allowing that. We then saw again today Moruti, because when one looks at the rollout program, the vaccine rollout program, we had the minister addressing the nation today, and perhaps maybe we need to look at where we are with the vaccinations. We've seen 278,000 people vaccinated to date. However, that is still quite far from where we would desire to be to get community immunity or herd immunity. And today the Minister of Health came out and apologized to the nation for the difficulty that was caused by the issue of non-disclosure agreements, these NDAs. Remember that much of the information as to when, which vaccine are we going to receive, when we receive it, because we are in an open democracy, a transparent democracy that requires accountability on the side of government. We have seen challenges basically in terms of procurement issues with the Big Pharm that had negotiated and imposed strict NDA conditions on South Africa regarding the procurement of vaccines. And here it's not it's more a problem that is imposed by the manufacturers. And it's rather unfortunate. However, the minister then announced today that South Africa will be receiving 20 million doses of vaccines in the next month or so, or during this month, or in the next few days, and he has indicated that this it comes from the Pfizer, because many times due to this non-disclosure agreement, we don't know whether is it the J&J, which is the Johnson & Johnson, is it the Pfizer, is it the AstraZeneca. We just learn as and when delivery is about to take place, and therefore it begins to affect how people plan, and these 20 million doses, as we had when the president addressed the nation during the family meeting, that people will be able to register online, register at their local clinics, and be able to travel and go to their own doctors to be able to participate. And people that are at risk are the ones that will be given first priority to be able to get these vaccinations, Bruti.
Let's talk about the third wave, Mruti, that people were talking about. Can we still expect it?
Which one, Mruti? I missed that.
Third wave.
Mruti, the issue of the third wave, it's still early days because it's a week after the Passover. After the Passover weekend. However, I think what has happened is that, especially, and we need to commend the religious community, that the church, took measures to make sure that the Easter weekend does not create a situation of a third wave setting in. However, that said, we are not yet into the winter season. Our winter season only starts mid-April, one is hoping that, the winter season, the flu season, where the, flu will actually reach our shores, it will not trigger a third wave. So it's still a the jury is still out on the third wave. However, how we have behaved has helped us to make sure that this week, at least for the next few days since the Passover, we haven't seen a huge spike in terms of the numbers, and that is a good indication that the message is beginning to settle in, and people are beginning to take the message seriously.
I think we all know the things that trigger the, you know, the infection that make it spread like wildfire are actually the gatherings of people. So big gatherings, these are the culprits with regards to the spread of COVID-19. But now that the event that makes people to gather in great numbers and sometimes people act irresponsibly is over Mfundisi, I don't think we should really, be afraid of the third wave, since this one is not like influenza and flus and all the relatives of flu that come because of winter. That's my my little input and my little observation, them from this one. I think the worst is over with regard to what we expected as far as the third wave is concerned, because we were worried that people might be irresponsible there, and then then COVID-19 third wave would come and cause more harm in our lives. Mfundiswam, I don't know.
Muruki, you are right. You are right, and that's why I'm saying, you know, let's commend the church, because the church in general acted with responsibility. Even where gatherings went beyond the numbers, but people had their masks, people sanitized, people checked their temperatures, and if we keep to those protocols, once the vaccines are available, we'll be able to beat this. And I think we're beginning to see, as you say, the tail end of the worst of this. However, as I say, that it's more behavioral, and I think we have gone past the period of super spreader events. We know that during the month of April, we've got one holiday, the 27th of April. We just need to make sure that as a society, as a people, we continue to focus on really putting our hands tightly on the lead, so that the third wave never even sees the light of day.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. I can't agree with you more on that one. Now, let's look at the economy. We've just been hit by the worst news ever as far as petrol prices concerned, Mfundisi. The question is, how will it affect our economy going forward? I don't know whether is it the first time that it has reached this high price, Mfundisi, 17 rands a liter. Is it the first time? Have we been here before?
Muruti, we've been close to this before, and then it went and then it went down. If you ask, this would be the highest in a very long time. In terms of the petrol price increase. And the petrol price increase is also a factor of a number of things. The oil price, the global economic performance, that is really, because if you look at what COVID has done to us and look at oil-producing nations, it has affected oil-producing nations very, very greatly. Therefore, oil output, if you look at the price of crude oil as well, still under pressure. And OPEC, with the decisions that came out of OPEC, that basically forced the petrol price to actually go up. The recoveries as well, in terms of the levies that we have to recover for every liter of oil, and the rent, the road accident fund. If you look at those factors, all of those factors put a damper on us. Now, if you look at the local economy, our economy so far, we saw today the figures coming out on manufacturing, and sadly we have seen manufacturing output decrease by 2.1 year on year in February. These were the February figures that came out, and this was mainly dragged lower, mainly due to the decline in petroleum and chemical products, steel, iron, and metal. And there you see, there is petroleum again coming in that has affected us on manufacturing. So we're still not out of the woods yet in terms of our economic performance. We came out, remember, of recession in the last two quarters of 2020. However, we saw employment statistics going high, and the outlook basically for 2021, we're still going to see suppressed figures, suppressed numbers. However, when one looks at the various sectors, the green shoots of growth, because South Africa did something that is interesting. South Africa took a sectoral approach to economic development and to growth, and we're beginning to see growth in the various sectors of the economy that is beginning now to show. If you look at mining, the projection is that we'll see a marginal growth in mining, we'll see marginal growth in textile, marginal growth, and by marginal I'm talking anything around 1-2%, even less than 1%, but in the positive. So the last 3 months and the last two quarters, we can say we've got a positive story to write home about. Still suppressed, Maruti, but we're beginning to push our way up, and the nose is really pushing up a little bit.
Maruti Waka, as always, Ralebogha, for the information that you have shared with us on Radio Pulpit this evening. And if people need more information, Maruti, how can they get hold of you?
Maruti, they can get hold of me on this number. It's 083-229-5807. And I'm available on Facebook. The name is Sello Helepi, Sello. The surname is Helepi, Helepi.
Murdoka, Lebuhile, Legamos.
Thank you very much, and God bless you.
That's Bishop Sello Helepi on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.
Do you want to grow your business sales? Do you know that you can advertise on Radio Pulpit, Radio Pulpit website, The Word for Today magazine, and The Word for You Today magazine at the ridiculously low prices? Yes, you can indeed. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, offers you the platform to grow your businesses at the best affordable prices. Simply contact me, Godfrey Mwabi, on godfrey@radiopulpit.co.za, or call me on 012-334-1265, and I'll tell you how. Remember, I've made it my business to grow your business.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.